You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. They will steer you straight with a 39.95 wheel alignment. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com. Gordy McGrory joins us. Gordy, what's happening?
Hi there, how you doing?
Oh, I'm outstanding, buddy. That is an awesome handle. I love it. Now, you got quite the path. You were born in Korea, and then you grew up in Scotland, and now you come over, and you're now a Canadian citizen, playing for the Canadian team. So I guess, now, as a young Scot, were you playing rugby right out of the womb? When did you pick up the ball?
Yeah, I was pretty much, as soon as I could hold something, it was basically a rugby ball in my hand. So you could say from the age of one year old, I was running around with a ball that my father put in my hand. So, yeah, pretty much from the beginning, I suppose.
I mean, it's an absolutely awesome sport. What was kind of for you that did the appeal to it? Was there a star you liked or a team you enjoyed or what?
Yeah, I think I was always looked up at the Scottish boys when I was young. So there was a guy called Michael Dodds, used to play fullback for Scotland, and I saw him score a try against France, and that was basically what hooked me. So I just used to run around the place and just kick a ball around, and then I was put into some age grade stuff, under fours, under fives, I think. So played there, and that's basically how it all started.
Now, what's interesting about you? Now you play a scrum half. So for our non-rugby fans, what's the main responsibility of the scrum half?
Oh, well, the scrum half is basically, he's the link between the forwards and the backs. So he kind of, along with the fly half, he's kind of runs the show, I suppose you could say, in the simplest form. Most people kind of describe it as like the quarterback of a football team. It's not quite that exclusive, but that's sort of the main idea between for the scrum half position.
Yeah, now you're touching the ball a lot. Are you the one then, are you calling all the plays?
Well, there's a few of us on the field that come up with the plays, and we sort of come up with a game plan. So, you know, there's two or three of us that sort of talk to each other before the play comes to fruition. And then, you know, that's kind of how it goes. So we definitely have the help of a couple other guys to sort of come out with a game plan.
So, Gordy, what are you looking at? Are you looking at the defense or where you're setting up, or is it the where you're on the field? Like, what determines what's going to evolve if you do get the ball?
Well, we do lots of video analysis on the opponents. So we kind of watch that and see if there's any weaknesses and where those weaknesses lie in their defensive lines. And we look at trends in their attack so we can work out how to defend those teams that, the best we can. And then just on the fly, basically, as the ball is being is in play, then we kind of look at any sort of opportunities that may arise, and we'll hopefully take full advantage of that.
Gordy McGrory joins us, a member of Team Canada's national rugby team. They are in Edmonton next weekend at the Ellerslie Rugby Park. They'll take on Romania. Give us a little scouting report on Romania. What's the strengths of their team? What's going to be the big challenge for you guys?
Oh, I think the Romanians are always a big physical, tough team. They like to scrum, and they like to, you know, they're pretty good at the old set piece, line-outs, and they have a strong kicking game. But the last time we played them in November was in Bucharest, and they kind of surprised us a bit. They threw the ball around and attacked well. So, they're a pretty tough team to play, very, very, very physical. So that's a big challenge for us.
So now, what do you feel right now is the strength of your team in Canada? Are you guys better throwing the ball? Are you better scrumming it up? What do you feel is the strength right now of this group?
So I think we're pretty skillful. We've got a lot of pace out wide. We're maybe not the biggest, so we have to sort of move these big guys around. So, you know, we're a pretty quick team, and we like to play with the ball. So hopefully we can get these guys running around the park and tire them out, and then take full advantage of that.
So when you're talking about maybe not the biggest team, what would a big, like, what's a big team look like? Are they all like 6'4", 6'5", or, you know, what is big, just to get a sense?
Yeah, so I mean, if you look at the Romanian forward pack, I think their front row is around about, I think the lightest guy's about 120 kilos, maybe just under 6 foot. They're all hairy and got facial hair, and then you got the second row, they're about 6'6" maybe, and probably around the same weight as well. So they're all big lads, you know. But so that's it's kind of a a big challenge, but it's definitely a lot of fun.
120. So that's like 260 plus pounds. Like those guys are like basically they're like defensive linemen in football size, right? But yeah. And they run all over the field. It's not like they just come in for a few snaps. They're playing all the time.
No, these guys are pretty athletic as well. But hopefully we got some big guys in our team as well who can sort of match that physicality, and then the rest of us little guys like myself can hopefully run around them and make them look like fools, hopefully. So we'll see what happens.
Now, Gordy, for a guy like yourself, you say a little guy, but so you get in there, all of a sudden you got one of these behemoths running downfield at you. How do you go act to tackle that guy when you're a scrum half size?
I think you just got to commit full force to their ankles, I think, and just make a little speed bump for them, hopefully, and then they'll fall over or trip over you type thing. So there's absolutely no way that I'm going to try and take them on physically, so I've got to take them around the ankles and bring them down quickly.
What about when you got the ball and you're attacking these guys? Are you looking for holes, or are you looking to get to the edge?
Well, we're looking to get to the edge, and then hopefully on the way back, look for these bigger guys to hopefully go around them or through them, use our footwork and our skills, and maybe go little chips over the top, or just try and vary it as much as possible, and basically try and tire these guys out to the point that we can take these opportunities and score some points. So that's that'd be the plan, I suppose.
Talking rugby with the member of Canada's national rugby team, scrum half Gordy McCrory joins us. Now, Gordy, rugby's 15, rugby 7s. What's your thoughts? Which one do you like better?
I suppose when I was a bit younger, I really, really enjoyed the 7s. I was a lot faster than I suppose, so I was able to – there's a lot more space in 7s. But I think now, I haven't played 7s in about 3 or 4 years, so it's always nice. The 15s is kind of my go-to now, so I really enjoy 15s. And I think the 7s is good fun, but I think 15s is for me now.
Now, having grown up in Europe and Scotland, of course, England and Ireland and a lot of those other countries are more advanced than Canada has. I mean, traditionally in rugby, we're catching up. What do you think Canada rugby has to do to take the next step in men's rugby?
Yeah, I think if you look at the European teams, the countries like the home nations, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, there's rugby in the schools, and I think that's definitely something that is improving in Canada. For myself, I played school rugby, in my first years as a 5-year-old and a 6-year-old. So,
awesome.
But that doesn't quite happen here in Canada yet. I think most of these guys that play in the Canadian national team, they start around about 15.
Okay.
So I think if you can get rugby into the schools and get younger kids playing, and the club sides as well, which I actually have seen improve tenfold over the years that I have been here. So that's definitely a plus. So I think in the schools, and then hopefully a professional sort of setup or a team would definitely be a benefit to Canadian rugby.
So you're basically saying that because the Canadians on average are starting a little bit later, they don't have those same skills. What about the head for the game and just kind of that instinct, that gut instinct that may have developed, as a younger player?
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge component of rugby. Is it's a thinking game as well as a physical game. So, I mean, if you look at a lot of the Canadian athletes, they're pretty impressive. It's just the sort of the knowledge and the nous that they kind of miss out on from an early age. So I think that's definitely a big factor, is sort of knowledge of the game and ways to play.
Just kind of like some instincts that you will get having played it more often at a younger age, and you learn certain strategies?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's... As a kid, we learn about tactics and all that kind of stuff at an early age. And then the Canadian guys, who start playing at 15, 16 years old, it's most of them have a football background, but it's, the tactics and the skills are a lot different to that.
So we're heading into this, and then when you put the whole team together, like, are the guys from all over the place? Or where do you guys train to stay up on it?
Yeah, so we have there's a big group of us that play professionally over in Europe, in England, and Wales, and France, And then there's a lot of domestic guys who are kind of spread all over Canada. So that's a big challenge for us as a national team, is you know, because it's such a vast country. So when we do come into camps, we maybe have 1.5 weeks to prepare for these games, which isn't that much much time at all. But you know, that's a bit of a disadvantage. But yeah, so I think just the vastness of Canada, it's absolutely massive, as you well know. So.
Now, before,
that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, that definitely is an issue for sure. And obviously, as you evolve, you want to be able to have more practice time together as a unit. I think that would be another step. Now, hockey at times doesn't have very original nicknames, you know, like Struds, Strudwick. It's pretty simple. Gordon McRory, you go by either Mouse, Pointy, or Bruce. Which one do you prefer, and where do they come from?
Bruce?
Well, Mouse was a nickname that I unfortunately I didn't want. Which was, I think, which is basically because I said that it stuck. So the nickname Pointy comes from when I was at school, and I lost my school shoes, and the only pair of shoes that were there were my dad's, and they were pointy black ones, so I had to wear them. So that stuck. And then Bruce is Bruce is actually a nickname that I got when I arrived. Well, after my first year in Canada, it's my alter ego when I have a couple of years.
Oh, nice. Hey, so will Bruce come out after the game?
Well, if we have a good win, yeah, I think Bruce would love to come out.
Nice. Well, hopefully we see McCrory on the field and Bruce in the in the beer tents afterwards. That's fantastic. Gordy, we appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you on the pitch on the 17th.
No problem. Thanks very much for having me.